Good morning, St. Phillips. Thank you, Mr. Benedict Stevens, for your beautiful welcome to country. And I thank you for coming to visit our school. And I extend a welcome to Ingrid and to Marjorie this morning. Very grateful for you to visit. Margaret James is the author, and she has produced Honey Ant Readers. They've been going. I'm not sure what series she is up to, but she has produced a new series, and some of our students helped Margaret to tell her about hunting stories. So Honey Ant Readers are designed to encourage reading for low literacy Aboriginal kids, and they're written in a way that is about their own experiences. And so the new series is very focused on bush hunting and gathering of the different seasons. I'd like to welcome Margaret and thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. 3 years ago I started working on these books and came in and spoke to some students at the school about their own hunting and tracking experiences. And from that, and from speaking to students across the Northern Territory and in parts of Western Australia, I then set about writing the stories. But the important part of the whole procedure was the students, and also elders such as Benedict Stevens, Marjorie Williams, and N.K. Turner, who mentored me the whole way, proofed everything I did, and requested that we write about tracking and hunting. So I owe a great debt to those elders. Thank you, Benedict. Thank you, Marjorie. And thank you very much to the students involved. The school, there are 22 books in the series, and it's called Reading Tracks.
Renee, you're here at St. Philip's College, and you've just been able to accept this collection of books for the college as well, and obviously having that lovely historic story where the college has already been quite involved with the development of the books. How does that feel from the college's point of view?
Yeah, I feel really proud to have been able to work with Margaret the couple of years ago. It took a lot of encouragement of the kids, and unfortunately those kids aren't here now, but I think if they could see, you know, how their stories, their own stories, because a lot of the kids are from northern coastal, Robinson River near Borroloola, and Daly River and Elliot. So, you know, the
karma goes to all those places. So maybe some of them are listening.
Yep. Yeah. Tyson, Johnson, and Travis, and the other, Ruby Kunoff Monks talked a little bit to Margaret, and Zoe Daly from Daly River, Alex Johnson, and there was Tyson, Ruby, Zoe. So, yeah, what seemed like hard work at the time to try and encourage the kids, because it was quite, they weren't real enthusiastic to begin with. So I wish I could show them the finished product now.
Once they got speaking about their hunting, though, they became very enthused, didn't they?
Yeah.
Loved talking about their experiences.
Yeah.
Funny things that happened. For example, I think it was one of them that spoke about the crocodile jumping up as they were catching a fish, and the crocodile leapt up and grabbed the fish. I think that came from one of the students here.
Yeah.
Mm. So we've got that in the Barra book.
Oh, good.
And now, obviously, a collection. All of the whole collection's come here back to St. Phillips as well,
yes.
So the students here can enjoy the whole collection.
Yes. Yeah, these are the advanced books that we gave. I say advanced, but they're for people who can read that we've given the school today. And they all have a language word for the animal on them, on these, which Benedict and Marjorie could tell you what they are and which language they are.
I think what I'm also excited about is Margaret, us working with Margaret, but then Margaret been introducing me today to Benedict and Marjorie, and I hope to, you know, we can form a long relationship with and work with the kids here at St. Phillips, and we have a lot of Aboriginal kids from all over, and to see, you know, to have special guests to our school makes them feel proud about their culture, and for them to be able to, like Benedict was saying, when when they can recognise a picture, and they know what the picture means, so the reading and writing just kind of follows with the meaning of the picture, building their confidence and just, yeah, giving them, they can relate to them, whether they're the coastal ones, or the more the desert hunting ones.